We've been talking a lot of football this morning here on the show, so we thought we would do something we don't normally do. Let's just open up the phones and take some football calls. And we start with Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County. You're on the ticket.
Woo! Hey, what's happening, old George? You remember me? It's your cousin, Elmer Wayne!
Well, I remember you. You are not my cousin, but I do remember you.
From out here at the family home place in Van Zandt County. I know you remember me because I was the one who helped you steal your first sheriff's deputy squad car and run it into the front of our rival school as a traditional second grade prank. I know you remember that.
No, I don't. I never did something like that.
Well, I knowed you since you were knee high to a grasshopper, I tell you. I still remember your first day of school. I remember your first bicycle. Hell, I still remember your first kiss.
You do?
Of course I remember it. It's my first kiss, too.
Okay. That did not...
I am country!
That didn't happen.
How you doing, old boy? Well, you still doing all that fancy talking on the radio?
Yeah, still doing the fancy talking. Yep.
Man, I can't believe you turned your back on your roots and took a city job.
Well, I kind of live out in the country, though.
What's it like working in a place with a skyline that don't include a WPA grain silo and a collection of El Caminos up on block?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, I guess.
Yeah, my place around here is getting pretty shabby. I was mowing the other day, ran right over a Subaru. Remember that old Subaru you had in 88?
Yeah, I guess.
I bet you have one of them nice manicured lawns, don't you?
Well, it's okay.
See, I don't like that. I prefer a lawn, kind of like my women, a little bit overgrown, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
I like them hairy women. It keeps in that musk, doesn't it?
Whoa.
I love a woman that retains that natural musk, you know.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm talking about? When the stretch pants come off, the barn smell comes out.
Oh, my gosh, Elmer Wayne.
You know it. You still got a house and everything?
Yeah, I got a house.
Dang, you're in high cotton.
I guess.
I know you like to make fun of us good Dunham country folk. You think you're so much better than us and everything.
No, I don't think that, but I don't think your last name is Dunham.
Yeah, you make fun of us for staying farmers while you went on off, but our family farm out here is still productive.
Well, that's good.
In fact, this year's crop of meth might be one of our best.
Okay, you shouldn't be involved in that.
And it's almost ready to go to market.
Is it?
And it's big enough, it's probably going to fetch me enough money to buy my own meth for my own usage.
Oh, gosh. Wow. You need to stay away from that stuff.
Hey, by the way, your cousin Emmy Lou, she says hello.
I don't have a cousin named Emmy Lou.
She says as soon as she's done being married to me, she's going to marry you.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's possible.
She was our first. Remember that?
No.
That was quite a night the three of us had. Hey, listen. You coming out here for Labor Day? On Monday, we having a big one.
A big one?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a big Dunham family party. We're going to have tractor pools, and we're going to paint our names up on the water tower. We're going to swim in the tank and then see who wins for collecting the most leeches on their body.
No, I think I'm out.
I mean, we're going to do it up nice. We're going to have a big old Dunham get-together.
You should go, George.
No, that sounds terrible.
Come on, all the Dunham's going to be coming here, even that ventriloquist cousin of ours.
Okay, Jeff Dunham is not related to us, to me. I don't know about you.
Hey, you know, I hate to bother you with my troubles when you're living such a blessed life, but... I ain't been quite as blessed as you, Giorgio.
Well.
Lord didn't smile on me quite as much as he smiled on you.
Well, I'm sure you have things to be thankful for.
But I'm a little bit short of something. I want to know if you could help me out.
What's that?
Can I borrow some of your fecal matter?
What?
The doc says the reason that I have this constant, violent, unremitting diarrhea is because of something called C. diff. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of it, yeah.
Well, he says that if I can find someone with compatible doo-doo, then I can get a transfer.
be healthy again.
No doctor talks like that.
I know it sounds like quackery. I mean, putting somebody's doo-doo in your place, I mean, that's just weird.
That is weird.
George, you have compatible doo-doo. Why don't you help out
There's
your
no
relative?
Such thing.
Come on! The doc says that you're a perfect match.
Perfect match.
And then if you give me that, then I can be as healthy as you can be for being 6'3 and 120 pounds with rotted teeth. But healthier than I am now.
Okay. Well, maybe.
So if you could just drop off a sack of your doo-doo at my trailer, I sure would appreciate it.
Okay. We'll see what we can do.
It would be a Labor Day miracle is what it'd be.
Oh.
I am contract.
See you, Elmer Wayne, not my cousin.